Guys, good evening. I'm Dr. Patrick. See you do. It's been a while. Yeah. Guys, there's something that happens to me and I feel like sharing it. I think it will happen to anybody. So I feel like sharing it. Okay, so this is what happened. Friday, I was coming from Trasaco. Then I wanted to use the motorway to hit the main road. I stay at Kwashiman so that I can get home fast. So I met these policemen on the road. They are four in number, and they asked me to pull over. I did. When they came, they said I should come down from the car. They want to search me and search the car. I wasn't comfortable with it, but I'm sorry, maybe it will be long, but try to, listen to it. It can help you. It can happen to anybody. I wasn't comfortable with it, but I feel like they are doing their work, so let me come out from the car. So I did as they said, and they went straight to my car. They check it, and in just seconds I was there, and this policeman called me that I should come. And when it was like, okay, we can see that you have your tire, and he said, you're a doctor, right? I said, oh yes. I said, okay, Mr. Doctor, we don't have any problem with you, but what is this weed doing in your car? And I was like, what do you mean? He said, look under your seat. What is this weed doing there? And what is this cocaine doing over there? It was like cocaine and weed in my car. And it was like, yeah, look. And I watched it, and it was there. I found the weed and the cocaine there. And it was like, what? Cocaine and weed. What is this thing doing in my car? I have no any idea about it. And besides, my car is only me. I don't even have a name, that closest friend that I can say that, okay, I pick him, we go to party or something like that, we will smoke or we will use cocaine. No! And they still insist that, no, it's for me. I said, no, I have no any idea about it. And they was like, okay, if that's the case, you have to pay 20,000. Otherwise, we will send you to the station and we will send you to narcotics and grass board. And after murder, drugs is the second highest degree offense, so you can spend 15 years in jail. So pay 20,000 so that we allow you to go. And I was like, this is whack. What do you mean? And this policeman was like, I should force touch the substance. And I said, I'm not going to do it. They should wait. So I called my brother. My brother is at the Southern Command of the Ghana Armed Force. So I called my brother. My brother came with his boys, and he was like, so you found this thing in my brother's car? And they said yes. And they said, okay, then we should, what's next? And they said, the thing is, we have to go to the station, or either he paid 20,000 or we have to go to the station. And my brother was like, okay, no problem, you let's proceed to the station. When we got there, we wrote a statement, and my brother was like, so what next? They said, well, we should go to narcotics and control something board. So we were on our way going, then we got a call from their commander. He said that we should meet somewhere. So we arranged and we met. When we met, their commander was like, what exactly happened? And my brother explained it to them. And my brother told them that, hey, you people, I know my brother very well. So if you people don't tell the truth, this case will go wherever that it will go. And their commander was like, my brother should calm down. I don't know what happened. My brother was seriously angry and was like, you, we should go and do fingerprint. No, he's not listening to anything. We should go straight out and go and do fingerprint. So we went to the narcotic and we do. They conducted the fingerprint. And it was their fingers and eyes on it. When they checked mine, they didn't find any trace. So my brother called them again. He was like, hey, you people should tell the truth. We are all in this service. I want to know the truth in it. And one guy was like, hey, he is a Muslim, inshallah, he can never implant anything in my car. And the other guy started crying. It was like, hey, we are very sorry. We are very, very sorry. We are very, very sorry. It's weird that we put it in his car. And my brother was like, ah, so you put the weed in my brother's car? What for? And the policeman was like, that's what they do to extort money from people, especially foreigners. So my brother was like, this is whack. So you people intentionally plant weed and cocaine in people's car. And later on, you accuse them that it is for them. And by force, you force them to touch the substance so that when they conduct fingerprint, there will be a trace. Wow. Then their commander. Their commander came, and their commander was like, they are very sorry. They are very, very sorry. They are very, very sorry. And my brother was like, no. And their commander was like, every amount that my brother will quote, they will pay. They shouldn't send it to anywhere. And my brother slapped him. So he turned to a fight, and my brother handcuffed all of them. Because my brother came with his boys, there about 7 soldiers, and they were armed, and they were having handcuffed on them. So they handcuffed them. Then they brought them to East Legon Police Station. And they said, no, how the case is, they have to send them to Accra Central. And they begged my brother. My brother said, no, this thing will go wherever that it will go. So now the matter is with them. And I was able to, vindicate, and I was able to come home. Charlie, brothers and sisters, as at now, I'm still on bed. Since Friday up to now, the trauma alone, I'm still on bed. Because come and see this policeman threatening me that if I don't pay the 20,000 Ghana cedis, I will spend 15 years in jail. Imagine if my brother didn't intervene. Or imagine if like I'm just a normal person who doesn't know anything, who just found himself in Ghana here for holidays or something, and he doesn't have anybody to call. These people will force you to touch the substance, and later on they will accuse you. They will accuse you. Please, let's be very careful. Let's be very, very careful. Share this audio to whoever that it may concern. Ghana police, they are implanting weed and cocaine in people's car. Do you know their tricks? They will force you to touch it so that when they conduct a distant fingerprint, they will find your trace. And definitely you have nothing to say because it was found in your car. Let's be very careful. Ghana police are very dangerous. Let's be very, 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 very careful. Ghana police are very, very, very dangerous. This is what they are doing. And they will quote 20,000 if you don't pay. And they will start telling you that if you don't pay, do you know that you can spend 15 years in jail? When you say, after say, we could be in drugs, and yeah, another higher degree offense. And when you say, sir, drugs, you do question me, you my bail. And they will be start saying things to humiliate you. And if you don't have, you see, at one point in time, they want to seize my phone, but I have already called reinforcement. So they seize the phone, but they don't know that I've already made a call and I have already shared my life location long time. Because what they were doing over there, I realized that my life was in danger. Charlie, let's be very careful, friends. It can happen to everybody. Let's be very careful. And from henceforth, if a policeman want to search your car, please, natare na ehyere na yeso ta no mane bubu atare ni nkosro oh better so mane nye maka che nse upese ye ko police station no mo ko search wo ho. And at night, be very careful. When a policeman stop you at night, be very, very careful. Omo ya kronfo, they can even kill you and take your car, because they are not all yet chairman. After they catch me, say if I misbehave, they will shoot me. And I was like, wow. So I no cry na shame me brother. I say, police officer, no catch any say. So misbehave, obi kunu. After they say, oh yeah, sorry. Then their commander came. And their commander was begging. Everybody was begging. They were begging. And my brother said, no, this thing will go to wherever they want to go. Wherever that you want to go, this case will go. Say, a bottom of this man, you will rot in jail. You people will rot in jail. Because if you don't do this to serve as a listener, you go and do it to a normal person. And that person who can't pay that money. And you force that person to touch the substance. And definitely when they conduct fingerprints, that person trace will be found. And definitely the law will deal with the person, and the person will go to jail innocent. This is what is happening in Ghana. You people should be very careful. I am still on bed. I'm broken down. I'm broken down. Charlie, let's be very careful. Ghana is not safe like the past. Ghana police are not correct than police for any more than no. Ghana police for more than a crown for and robbers. Later on, they will accuse you. Charlie, let's be guided. Thank you.